for your Wednesday edition of Time On, joined on by a very special guest. He's going to swim a very long way for an incredibly noble cause. I speak of Holly Buckner, who joins us now. Holly, hello. Welcome to SEN. There. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Swimming from Sorrento to Port Melbourne for Cure for MND Foundation, 100K around the bay. You're doing it this month. You've got a target of 5K, which you're going to receive. You're going to get there very, very comfortably. This is a wonderful effort.
Thank you so much for that. It's exciting.
In this situation, and I know that you're a great swimmer, you've done stuff like this before, but just talk to me a little bit about how you make these decisions too. And when you do swim and do such a wonderful job for such great causes, how do you make the decision to be able to jump in the water and do this?
Well, this one, like great things that happened last year, came during the middle of ISO when my dad and I were sitting on the couch. I was watching a few amazing swimmers around the world complete marathon swims, and I thought, well, why not do another one? Let's just see how far I can actually challenge myself.
All right. Now, for people joining us for the first time, this is remarkable. Now, I've been told you swam part of the Murray River. What does part of the Murray River mean, and how hard is that? Because for anyone who's gone anywhere near the Murray, you can't see 5 centimetres in front of you. Talk to us about that. Incredible. What must have been an incredible experience?
Yeah, so when I was 16, I swam from the Chukamalama Bridge to Turumbury, which is 80Ks. I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it actually was. After the first day, I was sunburned and my neck and my arms were sore, and I didn't realise how hard it was going to be to get back in the water the second day. But when I finished that swim, I was so overwhelmed with how much I achieved that I just loved that feeling, and I was like, why wouldn't I do another one?
And here we are. How do you break it down? 100Ks, it's going to be remarkable. So how do you break it down to 100Ks? How long does this take? How do you do it? Do you break it into certain blocks? How exactly do you, when you're coming up with a game face and a game strategy, work this out?
So Dan and I, of course, drew it down on paper, and everything on paper always seems a bit better. So we would like to do it in 4 or 5 days. 4 days would be amazing, but we have to allow for 5 days with weather conditions, tides changing, my arms being more sore than I think, or just, yeah, different things that come up. But hopefully 20 to 25Ks a day to get this done.
Now, of course, you are swimming to raise awareness and funds for research into a cure for motor neuron disease, and a disease that strikes too many people right around the world, in the hopes that one day we may all live in a world free from MND. All funds raised are donated directly to the top MND research facilities here in Australia in order to further understand more about this disease. We're going to put the GoFundMe link on our Twitter page, all our social media here at SEN. I do, and this is not at all surprising, I do hear that you're a swim teacher.
Yes, I've been swim teaching now since I was 18, because why wouldn't I love to just share my passion around with younger kids and everything like that. So hopefully one day I can inspire someone who wants to swim 100Ks as well.
Now, 100Ks, is this the longest you'll ever go, do you think? Or do you think at some point in your life you'll say, I think I can go longer than this?
Well, after I finished 80Ks, it's taken me another 4 years to come up with a swim challenge. I needed a bit of a rest from that. But, yeah, when I came up with the 100K idea, I want to see if I can complete this first. And you never know, down the track, I could swim even further than that.
Well, we have no doubt you'll complete it. We have no doubt. Absolutely not for a second do we think you will not. What is preparation? And I talk from a situation when it comes to food and intake. What's a preparation like in the last 24 hours before you dive in?
Well, I've always had a long-standing tradition with spaghetti bolognese before a swim event. So I definitely think I'll have a big bowl of spaghetti before I start my swim, as a little tradition that I've had since I was 8, 9 years old, since I started competitively swimming.
That is a great tradition. Good luck. We're going to put all your details up. We love what you're doing. It's such a noble cause. You are a superstar. And we will touch base with you after you've completed 100Ks. Thank you for doing this for so many people around the world. And we'll talk again very soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, she's a superstar, Holly Buckner, who joins us. GoFundMe link, it's on our Twitter page, it's on our Facebook page, it's on Instagram. Anytime you jump on sen.com.au, you'll check all that out as well. 100Ks around the bay this month, $5,000 target. She will knock that out of the park.